Well, as we've reported, the embroiled general manager of the Jordanelle Special Services District, Dan Matthews, resigned last month. The Wasatch County Council yesterday was scheduled to reappoint members to the board of directors for the JSSD. On the phone with me, I have Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Leslie.
So where do things stand with the JSSD? I mean, has a new general manager been hired?
They have not. The council did reappoint themselves as the board for the JSSD yesterday, and they are right now allowing the assistant manager, the existing assistant manager, to handle day-to-day activities, and they have not made any determination on advertising or a rehire yet.
All right. Well, there's a big cloud hanging over the service district, not one, but apparently two audits being done to get to the bottom of what's going on there. Any word on when you might see the results of those?
We've been asking for them, and then actually the legislative audit, they withdrew when they found out that they were being used as a discovery for the lawsuit. Essentially, it was somewhat of a scheme to try and get them to find out if they could find any dirt on the district. And it was it's a matter of putting a lot of smoke out there and see if any fires would light. And as far as the other audit, same thing, we're waiting for that. We would welcome that because once that's done, that will open up to grammar requests those individuals that are promoting this, and we believe that will basically settle the lawsuits once it's revealed, the truths revealed of what's going on. So we're waiting. We welcome those things, and as far as from whom we've spoke with, there's nothing that to be disclosed, but we'll wait and see.
Yeah. Well, the Salt Lake Tribune, as you know, reporting that the FBI is also investigating in this. I mean, is this... what's going on here?
As far as we can tell, that too was a fabricated story. We can't find any substantiation that there is any investigation or anybody's been talked to or anything's been done. There's no indication there were any federal issues at stake. Once again, the end game of this is to try and get the legislature to help some developers that took high-risk investments get their money back from the economic downturn. And we feel bad that they're trying to put that onto the people, the taxpayers of the state of Utah. And it's just so easy to spread these lies, and it takes us quite a while to unravel them. But we are working through them. We're very confident in the lawsuits. The lawsuits essentially aren't moving forward at the request of those that have sued us because it's not the intent for them to go forward. They're going to lose. And the intent of the lawsuits is to try and put out smoke screens for the legislature to try and enact some laws to try and pay for these risky investments. And so we're just trying to protect the people. We feel that development should pay for itself, that the taxpayers shouldn't be paying for these risky developer initiatives, and I'm sure you recognize the legislature can come up with some interesting rules and how we end up with movie studios and other things like that. So we're just trying to protect that at this point.
So any concern that Wasatch County taxpayers will be left holding the bag here?
We think that the biggest risk is that the legislature would enact things to take away the anonymity of the special service districts, and so the districts similar to Snyderville Basin and others would lose some of their powers, and the costs associated with those would be spread out to the other taxpayers in the surrounding areas, and we don't want to see that happen. And we feel that's the purpose of a district, is to combine those costs to the people that use the services. We hope that doesn't happen, but as far as the lawsuits are concerned, we're not concerned. We have insurance, and that's paying for the costs of litigation and so forth, and we're being told that the law is squarely in our court on these issues, and basically the allegations, and most of the things that are quoted in these articles are simply the allegations. They're not the facts of case.
Yeah, but if nothing went wrong, why did Dan Matthews resign? I mean, why not stand by?
The pressure of what's going on has really affected him. He's a good friend, and he has other interests. He's an attorney, and he just didn't feel that the pressure of that was worth sticking through it with his family. He's been accused of so many things, and they've been disproved, but it's just taken a toll on his family, and he decided to opt out.
All right. Also wanted to ask you about the $24 million bond for the Aquatic Center and field space that was well, it didn't get passed, and November's election. So what's the future, then, of an aquatic center in Wasatch County?
As far right now as the county is concerned, there is no future for an aquatic center. That was a citizen initiative ballot issue, and it did fail, as you mentioned. We are, however, the property where this was considered is our old fairgrounds, and we have started to money set aside to create the ball diamonds, so we can do that without any tax consequences. And so by next year, we think we'll have another probably 6 ball diamonds built, and those parking lots, and essentially that property will be used for expansion of ball diamonds and recreation services that way. So I don't see a pool in the future right now.
So will you save space then at that filled space for an aquatic center eventually?
Oh. No, that's not the plan at this point, no.
Okay. Let's see. Before the change of guard on the county council, the council voted to rezone the north fields from 1 unit to per 20 acres to 1 unit per 10 acres. Given that the county didn't even have such a zone on the books, how did that even get approved?
It's a kind of chicken and egg issue of when you don't have a zone, do you create the zone first and then risk the possibility of not being able to apply the zone somewhere, or can you do that? We feel the state statutes allow for this to happen, but as I don't know if you do know, there are 2 lawsuits that have been filed by a property owner in the North Fields against the county, one of them on the procedure, just as you mentioned, of creating the area for zone change, and the other on the council did create the zone afterwards, and they're challenging that as well. But I think both of those are probably a moot point because the last week we did receive a referendum petition that had sufficient signatures. They're being verified at this time. We'll know by Friday, but they needed about, I believe, 1,800 signatures, and they brought in about 2,200 signatures. So it appears that this will be a ballot issue on the next general election, which would be 2016. So until that time, there won't be any zone change or anything change in the North Fields area until that ballot initiative is played out.
All right, so that they would be voting whether or not to downzone it to 1 to 10 from the 1.
That's correct. Mm. That's correct.
Okay. Real quick, I wanted to ask you, I know we're seeing records set here in the Park City Building Department. What about Wasatch County? Things busy there
as
well?
Yes, we're very busy. We have just hired another inspector, and we're actually looking at hiring some support personnel as well, and we are very busy. We're not seeing too many new subdivisions proposed yet. Most of the work is on those things that saw a downturn, the last 4 or 5 years, and those are picking up. But we are starting to see a few new proposals, and so we expect that will pick up this year significantly.
Yeah. Do you have an application from Deer Valley for its expansion plans?
Actually, we're talking with them, and we're working through the issues on the expansions there. As you probably know, there's a proposed buyer of Mayflower property, and they're talking with us also on planning their water infrastructure and other things. So that's all happening quite fast. We'll see if it actually goes that fast. I think those things take a little bit of time, but they'd like them to go faster than not.
Yeah. And then with regard to the MIDA, the military development, that is what, working hand-in-hand with the Mayflower, or...?
It is. They are, and we have been meeting with them, and we're in line for them to get their property. And the developer that's been employed by the Air Force is working with the new purchaser of the Mayflower to get that property. And so things do look on track. Certainly we'll know once it happens that it actually happens. A lot of people plan things and they don't happen, but we see it as positive right now.
Okay. Hey, Mike, thanks so much for your time.
Leslie, thank you.
That's Wasatch County Manager Mike Davis. News Time, 8:59.
This is Ryan Hoffman.